all of the ancient religions were led by the same spiritual energy, the Son of God. There's only one Son of God, but it's been here at least 5 or 6 times. In fact, there are more times than that, but we don't want to complicate the picture.
What an unbelievably powerful soul that must be.
Absolutely.
For that entity to come back so many times.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely wonderful. And once we start to look at the evidence, earlier we recognized that the divorce of ownership from control inspired the Industrial Revolution. And the divorce of hardware from software enabled a different understanding of the human body. Now, the human body has 4 bodies, actually. It has a physical body, it has an intellectual body, an emotional body, and a spiritual body. And these 4 bodies exist in different dimensions. For example, in the physical world, if you have a dollar and I have a dollar and we exchange them, we finish up with $1 each. We can't get something for nothing. In the intellectual world, though, that's the world of the mind, it's not quite so straightforward, because if I have an idea and you have an idea and we exchange them, we finish up with 2 ideas each. We can double our intellectual wealth at no cost. Now, if I love you, the scriptures tell me that somehow my heart becomes pure. And what we find is that all of these spiritual teachers teach us that if we love our neighbor, then our soul voltage will grow. Now, I say voltage because, again, if you open the Bible, it says God is light. If you open the Bhagavad Gita, the Indian scriptures, it says God is light. Well, you don't have to be clever. We're told that light is electromagnetic energy in the 20th and 21st century. We've got that far. We've come this far. So we know what light is, electromagnetic energy. And Einstein told us in 1920, E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass multiplied by the speed of light. Now, if God is light and God is energy, and in the beginning there was only God, then in the beginning God must have sacrificed some of himself. He must have sacrificed some of his energy to create the physical world mass. Now, what happened there?
Okay, now explain that a little bit. Almost like he gave up a portion of whatever.
Yeah. Well, in the Bible it tells us that God made man in his own image.
Right.
And what we notice about man is that we can only grow to a certain size. We can only get bigger if we throw a piece of ourselves away. In other words, I can only be 6 feet tall, but if I throw my sperm away, I can create some more cells in my own image. And those cells can create more cells, but only if I throw a piece of myself away, that sperm. The same goes for a woman. If she throws an egg away, she can grow beyond 6 feet tall. The same for an apple tree. The only known mechanism for growth beyond a given limit in the physical world is through sacrifice. We have to throw a piece of ourselves away in order to create more.
What was it that these ancients, Maurice, knew, and I'm talking about all of them, the Egyptians, the Mayans, the Incas, all of them, the Chinese, why did they know what they knew thousands and thousands of years ago, and we can't, other than decoding and works by people like you? Why aren't we as abreast on what's going on as they were? I mean, we're the ones with all this scientific technology and all. I just don't understand why we're so behind them.
Well, the key to this is not scientific technology. We've had that for a long time. It's like looking for intelligent people to try to decode this work. They won't do it because they're driven by ego and vanity and so on. Science has not changed. Man has always been scientifically inquiring, but man has always killed each other. So the purpose of being on this earth is not to inquire scientifically and make scientific leaps, although those leaps can, in turn, help us understand our own being, for example, the computer and so on, separating the intellect from the emotion from the spirit. Don't forget, when you switch a computer off, you take away the electromagnetic energy. You take God away from the computer and it dies. You switch off the screen and it goes dead. You take away our soul, it goes dead, like a dead computer. And you put the energy back into your computer, it comes back to life again. And the soul, when it leaves the body, if the voltage has increased, then it will come back to a higher voltage body next time, which is better fed, better bred, and more intelligent. It will have higher thought processing, and maybe next time it can get to heaven. And what the ancients did was they thought, well, hang on a minute, it's very, very difficult to get to heaven. It's taken us thousands of years since the last catastrophe to invent the computer, to invent the aeroplane, to invent all these things. You know, if I come back and we don't have a computer, I'm not going to get any help to get to heaven next time. And what we realize is, once we go back to E equals MC squared, if the physical universe began when God, energy, threw a piece of himself into the void, it crossed the equation and became mass. But when it crossed the equation, it changed its sign. In other words, plus energy, take it across the equation, becomes minus mass. That works for any algebra equation. So what we find is the mass, that is the planets, the stars, the birds, the trees, the computers, the trucks, everything, the mass, everything which is physical, is the opposite. It's the opposite charge of what created it. So if God is in heaven, all of the mass must be in hell. So this world we see around us must be hell. It's got to be. It's the opposite of God. Plus equals mc squared. Either that or Einstein's equation is invalid. Once we realize that we're in hell, we've got to escape, because nobody wants to be in hell, because we keep coming back and keep suffering. It's very painful. Doesn't matter if you're a king or a princess. Life is still hell. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Life is hell, because this is hell. And everything in hell is the opposite of God, which means everything in hell is the devil, which means human bodies, plants, computers, railway trucks, they're all the devil. Everything which is physical is the devil. It has to be. There are no two ways about it. Now, what happens is we get evolution. I mean, Charles Darwin wasn't wrong, because he didn't have this information. He did the best he could at the time, like Velikovsky. And Darwin said we started off with very simple cells, and the cells progressed to more complex structures. Those structures then became chimpanzees and human beings and so on. Now, if we look at that in a different way, what happened was those simple cells began to generate electrical systems, from the very simple single-cell creatures like amoeba to algae to spirogyra to jellyfish to armored fish to dragonflies and so on. We began to evolve in time. And as the human brain evolved, it reaches a certain voltage in the womb, which is opposite the voltage of God. So if the voltage of the brain in the human fetus reaches, for example, -5 volts, it tries to drag +5 volts from somewhere, but there is no +5 volts in hell. The only +5 volts is on the opposite side of Einstein's equation, which is in heaven. So that fetus drags 5 volts off God. A bubble of electromagnetic energy attaches to the -5 volt baby, and the baby becomes a human being, which is half God, +5 volts, half the devil, -5 volts. And we are human now, and we live in this body for 70 years. If I love you, my voltage goes up. If I hate you, my voltage goes down.